بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. One of the aspects that Deen places a very great emphasis upon is the maintaining of family relationships, family ties, and also relationships in general. And we find that this is highlighted in such a way that when the very, very special occasions come, like the 15th night of Sha'ban, Allah Ta'ala's special forgiveness descends on countless people. And likewise, when the month of Ramadan comes, and then a very auspicious night like Laylatul Qadr, such a great night, greater than 1,000 months, Allah Ta'ala's special forgiveness descends. In the ahadith on these occasions, there are people who are excluded from this forgiveness, they are mentioned. That despite it being such a great night, such an auspicious occasion, and Allah's forgiveness comes to so many people, but certain people are excluded. And among those who are excluded, on all these occasions you'll find the person who cuts family relationships, who breaks ties with family, he is deprived of the forgiveness of such an important night, such a great night. So we don't want to be deprived, obviously. Nobody wants to be deprived of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness on such great occasions especially. So all it requires is to mend the relationship. Mending the relationship requires just putting things behind us and making amends. Then whatever issues there may be that needs to be resolved, something needs to be addressed, that will get addressed. That still has to be resolved, will get resolved. We go about it in a dignified manner and sort out whatever the issues are. But the breaking of relationships, this becomes a barrier and an obstacle from us receiving the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. In one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this family ties, relationship, it has been given a form and it is suspended to the arsh, to the throne of Allah Ta'ala. And it makes dua, constantly makes dua, that man wasalaki wasalahu, man wasalani wasalahu Allah. Ya Allah, the one who he maintains me, you maintain him. Wa man qata'ani qata'ahu Allah. Ya Allah, the one who cuts me off, you cut him off. So this dua is being made by the arsh, that those who maintain the relationships, Allah must maintain them. Allah maintains somebody, what more he wants? Allah forbid, Allah Ta'ala cut somebody off, who can save him? So all it requires is sometimes one simple message, one call, just meeting somebody, and just making maaf, forgiving one another. And yes, whatever needs to be addressed must get addressed later, but we don't break ties, we don't cut family relationships. This is something, is a very serious matter in Deen, and on these occasions we cannot afford to deprive ourselves. Therefore, we should take the courage. If perchance something is of that situation, we take the courage and make amends. Allah will reward us abundantly.